Welcome to Activate Yourself with Gita Sidhu Rob, where we feature otherwise normal people who, because of events in their life, have turned left and done unusual, inspiring, incredible things, like build a business, become a happiness expert, marry a prince, create an empire, or like your host, set up a health and wellness business, Nosh Detox. Here's your host, Gita Sidhu Rob.
Welcome. This is Activate Yourself. My name is Gita Sidhu Rob, and it is an absolute pleasure to have you back because, yet again, particularly when life's going to hell in a handbasket, I think it's really important to understand that there are so many things that come out of chaos and tragedy, and that many of these things are actually places that help you to grow, help you to your life to get better. I was going to say help you to improve, but I didn't feel like the right word. So that's why I was kind of hiccuping over that sentence. And when we're in the midst of a lot of tragedy, I think it's really hard not to be overwhelmed by the emotions, by the negativity and the understanding and the feeling that these terrible things are happening to us, and to sort of, you know, spiral downwards. So our goal today is to make you understand completely how to deal with your experience of this situation, because you can change your experience. You can change you can change how you feel, how you think, how you show up. And honestly, the outside of your life, you can't change, but that's okay. Because if I can give you something that you can take away with you today for you to do by you with you, then that's what my goal is. So to help me in this goal of today, who was given strict instructions in the green room to just be fun, is Dr. Libby Kemkaran. Dr. Libby, what would you like me to call you? Dr. Libby?
Call me whatever you like, Gita. I am very delighted to be here. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming on. And I'm super happy to have you on. And it was this thing that caught my mind, tame your brain.
I love it so much. I mean, everything you just said is so pivotal to what I do, because you're so right. You're so right. And there's such a temptation, isn't there, when the world is crazy again. And there's such a temptation to think, oh God, it must mean the universe hates me, and it must mean this, it must mean that. And all the external around us, we have to go within, we have to go here. And it starts here. It starts in the brain. It starts with what are your thoughts? Because unless we get that bit right, your body becomes just a responsive tool, and we knee jerk to everything.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing with it that happens is that I find is this is where the benefit of experience is so helpful. Yeah. Having had immense amounts of trauma and got over it, there's a place where I'm like, huh. Whereas I can see here, like with my kids, for example, they're like, oh my God, oh yeah. My God. And I'm always complaining to, you know, like friends. I'm like, well, you know, if you weren't such a white man about your life and it wasn't going so blue, so really well, you'd be better with trauma. And they're like, thanks.
Thanks for that. Yeah.
I mean, of course, it's a joke, but there is a place where when you've been through trauma, you kind of understand this too shall pass. It is just the reality.
I think the trouble is it's easy to feel good when you feel good. Once you've been hijacked by that chemical cascade, it is actually incredibly difficult to pull yourself out of that rut, right?
Very hard. In the middle of it, you see no future.
You see nothing. You see dark and you see grey. And when I ask people to visualise when we do closed eye work and when we unlock trauma, when we start digging, what most people see is this like thick smoke. And often it's even coloured with like a red or a purple or something that typifies this pain. And it fills their entire body. And I ask them to body scan and we go through and there's no corner where that smoke is. You know, it's pervasive. It's all pervasive.
Okay, Laura, stop a minute and tell me what you do.
I do brain. So what I do is I work out, why do people do what they do? So tame your brain means when we know the precise chemistry of what's happening, when the thought you think creates a feeling, we can change that. We can change that. The trouble is we never dig that deep. We just feel a feeling, act the action. And so our life becomes a series of something happens, I feel this thing, I do this thing. Ah,
knee-jerk.
It's really stressful. It's really tiring. And for example, now, Gita, right? So many people are knackered.
What is that, Libby? I'm always saying it's the war. Yeah. I'm like, but why does the war exhaust us?
Because the war is one bridge too far. We've had a cortisol cascade for 2 years. We've had 2 years of our brain going, saber-toothed tiger, which is really helpful if it is, in fact, a saber-toothed tiger, because we want then our calves to be really tight. We want our stomach to stop digesting food so that our blood can go to our muscles to fight or flight. It's a bit shit if it's a global pandemic. It does nothing. But the wiring is still there. So we still react as if it's a saber-toothed tiger, even though that response is wildly outdated by the world that we're living in. And so our brain has been in this,
it's just cortisol overload.
Overdose, literally overdose. And so now this one more thing for many people is one thing too many. And they've gone into this reflective state where they start to hide. What does that look like? It looks like binge scrolling. It looks like binge drinking. It looks like binge eating. Why? Because we're numbing. We're numbing out.
I found, okay, stop a second, Lily. I found there's this game on my phone, which has little dots and you join them up. And when the dots get same color and they go, oh my God, I'm just not that type.
You know why? Because that's dopamine you're triggering.
100%.
So different part of your brain. So your brain's going, oh, thank God, this feels better. Let's do more. Yes, more, please. And so you start doing addictive behaviors because it feels better than that constant cortisol slam against the wall feeling. And this is where I get so, excuse me now, Geeta, I'm going to get a bit table thumping. This is where I get really excited about the work I do, because when you understand what is going on, you can change it. And you can change it.
Because you know what you're talking about, but I want to pass it so that we all get the thing. And I'm with you on that. You should watch me jumping up and down with excitement when I'm talking about my stuff. Okay, so here we are. What you do is you teach people how to use their brain to actually have better behaviors than the ones they exhibit kind of naturally in a situation. So instead of being the prey of your circumstances, you would have more control. And so you're saying that at the moment, what we're doing is trying to find a way to numb the pain. So like me and my game, that's dopamine coming in and me thinking, oh, thank you, God, I feel less pain now. Because I'm like, why am I even doing this? It's such really not normal.
It's untypical for you, but it serves you right now.
Okay. So what do you teach people to do? And then I want to know why you started.
So on paper, Geeta, it's really boring. On paper, I'm a business coach. I help businesses grow. That sounds really dull.
But it doesn't, honestly. I have a business. You should help it grow anytime you see
friends. I'll help you. But what I really do is I help people transform the way they respond to life. And so I work, originally people come to me for their business and then they realise, actually, I need you in my marriage as well. I need you in my children's lives.
Well, because it's how you show up.
Exactly right. Exactly. You can show up as the goddess every day of your life if you want, or you can show up as a little baby version of yourself, kicking and screaming at the world, thinking life happens to you, not for you.
That's a choice. What I'm always saying to people, is it the baby, is it the unhappy child running your life, or is it the in charge adult?
Yes, and you have a choice, but people forget this. They knee jerk, they get trapped in a cycle of, well, this is how I always do this. And then that becomes their behavior pattern and they never examine, they never stop. So as a coach, I get called in, I get sort of like the summons of, help me get to six figures or help me get to 10K months. But actually, when I get there, it's never about the money. It's never about
the
money.
No, it's the person.
It's always the person. It's always underneath that. What is it? What behaviors are you running? What don't you want to do? And what do you want to do instead? And what's your outcome? How do you want to feel? You know,
we've got this confusion. Stop a minute. So, because I really believe in this and I live my personal life with this.
Yeah.
But what I would like to ask you is, how do you teach people? How do I get people, how do you and I get people to understand that their feelings and their thinking affects their behavior and affects their outcome? How do you teach that?
It's the be, do, have continuum. And once people get this, everything else goes click and falls into place. We all want the having, right? We all want the having. We see the having. We see the red bottom shoes. We see the LV bags. And some people crave it like a drug. We want the having.
I have one of those as children. I'm just saying.
Yeah, same here, 16-year-old, goth going on.
18.
Yeah. Oh, God, drive me nuts. But that having is the end state. Before that is the doing. You've got to do certain things. And this is where people get stuck. We get stuck in this idea that we're a human doing. We are not. We are a human being. So we have to go one step before the doing, because the behaviours that you want to run to do the doing to get the having won't happen when the being isn't alignment. Now, this is the key thing.
You reverse engineer and you say to someone, look, you're behaving like this.
Yes.
Therefore, you are thinking like this.
You are coming from this belief system. And you start with that. So I run a course called, for example, the Money Magnet Experience, which is, and again, I say, it's never about the money. It's about what you're thinking. It's about what you're feeling. And it's about what you're being. And that's where everything comes from. Everything starts there. And unless you address that, unless you dig, because it's like you're not as old as me, Geeta, but you're probably of the age where you can remember an LP. You put that record on the record player. 100%. You lift the needle, you gently touch it down with that little scratchy sound, and then the needle only goes one way. And it goes and it plays that song every time. Unless we get a bloody big stick and we scratch it and we interrupt that pattern and we stop that software from playing, because you've got software behind your eyes. That's what happens.
Yeah.
And then your body just goes where your mind is telling it to. That's all. Your body will never go where your mind doesn't push it. It's your mind that drives the body that drives, you know, and these songs that play, these stories we tell ourselves, they repeat endlessly, don't they? Unless they really we change
do. Them. They really do. So explain to me, I'm just trying to see how we're doing on the timing thing. We're going to take a short break.
Yes.
And then when we come back, I want you to explain to me how you got involved with this. Okay. Sure. And then I want to know what are the results you get from doing this, because that just sounds so freaking exciting.
So exciting.
So we'll be back in a minute.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip, because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
So thank you very much. Thank you for being with us, staying with us. I'm so excited. I'm like stuttering over my blooming words. So we're here with Dr. Libby Kemkaran. And I want to ask you, why do you do this? What brought you to doing this?
It's an interesting journey, not one I would wholeheartedly recommend, but it gave me the freedom from my own belief system. So we all grow up being told to be certain things. We all grow up being praised for when you say out loud, I want to be a doctor, I want to be a vet. Oh, well done. Pat on the head. Good Asian child. Excellent.
I was going to say, I'm Indian. Doctor, lawyer, accountant, yeah. Death or
you
marriage.
Got it. You
Take
got it.
Pick. Yeah.
Only those seats, get out if not.
So, 100%.
You know, you grow up doing these things. And I tripped and fell and didn't do well at school as I should have done for a lot of different reasons. And I went and got jobs and, you know, and I had this huge, massive, life-changing moment when 9/11 happened, and I suddenly realized life was very short. And I happened to be in Hawaii in a room with Tony Robbins and several thousand other people when that happened, and it chilled me. It chilled me to the bone, realizing
what this, a great place to be.
This could all go, you know. Yeah, amazing space to be in when that happened. And so I left my old career in the city, and I did what I had always thought I would do, and trained to be a vet. Very good girl, well done. Got into Cambridge, excellent work, tick that box. Got my medical degree. Also, while I was there, interestingly, I did another degree in the neural mechanisms of behaviour, and that lit a fire under me, and I was like, wow, this world's amazing. But I carried on, and I also, just to super, super overachieve, popped out a baby while I was there as well, because thought that would, you know, tick another box. And you can probably hear the wiring behind
me. Yeah, totally.
Right?
I recognise it, let alone
hear
it.
How do I get my next badge? How do I get approval? How do I get status? Tick, 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 tick. So I come out, vet, baby, all good. And then I was working as a vet, and I'd just been through quite a debilitating third pregnancy, and I'd done a long day's work, and that lovely moment at the end of the day where you sort of stop and you go, ah, and you get in your car and you sort of get ready to drive home, and there was this one little moment where, in a moment of kindness, and it, then bearing in mind this is November, it was dark, England's bloody miserable in November for anyone not from England. And it's really grey. And so it's a bit foggy. And I saw a client of mine pulling out of her driveway, and I paused and I let her go first, and I waved at her and she waved at me and thought to myself, oh, what a lovely thing to do. And off she goes. And that one moment meant that she went through the light that was just about to turn red and I didn't. And so I pulled up at this red light.
Oh, God.
And I was sat there. I can still remember the song on the radio. And I'm sat there and I'm looking over my shoulder and just, you know, enjoying the last few moments of peace and quiet before the carnage of three children descends on me when I get home. And then bang, up the back end, a car didn't know those lights were there. They were temporary lights.
Oh, my God.
Didn't notice they were there. They weren't there that morning. And so she rammed into the back of me. I also think she was texting at the time, just from when she got out of the car. And so my car was smashed to bits. But what I didn't know was, because my head was turned to the right, I'd smashed the vertebrae in my neck.
Oh,
and four vertebrae. I couldn't do surgery anymore. I suddenly realised I couldn't be a vet. I'd just spent 10 sodding years training to be a vet. And suddenly I couldn't.
And as a vet, you have to do surgery, or it's just a large part of
I also couldn't stand up all day.
Yeah, that too.
I also couldn't lift up Mrs. Miggins' dog onto the table. Yeah. You know, and when you're dealing with Mrs.
Miggins. So it doesn't heal then?
Well, it's unfortunately what we call a compressive injury. So it's got damage to nerves, damage to the structures. And so there's constant tension in the right-hand side of my neck. So I tried. I spent 2 years trying to work.
Oh, good grief.
And one day of work would leave me 3 days flat on my back, sort of thing. I ended up having spinal injections, funnily enough. But it was one of those things that just changes the course that you think
everything.
You're on.
Yeah, 100%.
Everything. My identity shifted.
Yeah.
And suddenly I'm there going, who am I? What am I? What am I even good for? What can I do? And I started realizing, unless I changed that bloody question very quickly, I was going down a rabbit hole. And I was not going to come out. So I had to shift gear really quickly. And just around that time as well, I suddenly realised that my beloved husband of 20 years was actually spending all the money from the accounts.
Oh.
And suddenly realised that all of the savings that I thought I'd carefully accrued over the years had vanished.
What are you talking
and
about?
And so suddenly I'm there. With no
because career. You now suddenly had time to look around.
Yeah. I had time to lift my head. After the 10
what
years...
What was he doing?
I still never know. But after all that time, suddenly I'm in this position where, holy crap, I've got no career, I've got no income, I've got no source of income, I've got no title, I don't know who I am anymore. And so I had to take stock. And
not
I had
night
to
of the soul with bells press on.
This up. Yeah, you have to sometimes pull back. So I wrapped myself up in my little cocoon and I went deep and I started digging for answers and I started digging for what is it that actually thrills me? What do I get from being
you still married to him?
No.
Yeah.
No.
And you never found out what he did with the money?
No.
He never told
gone.
You?
That is gone.
Gambling?
About 160 grand later. Gone.
I can't even close my mouth.
There is a big mouth that I wore for about 4 years. I'm over it now. I'm over it. I'm out the other side. So it was a real moment where I had a choice. I could define myself by this and be forever. You know, I'd gone from being the example that people hold.
Oh,
up.
Oh yeah, the shining
of like, look at the shiny girl over here. To being suddenly, you know, there are no
the cautionary tale.
I live in a very vanilla place now. I came out of London. I now live in a village where I'm the darkest person here, and there are all 2.4.
You're in the
families.
English countryside, aren't you? I am.
I am so far away from London, and so. All marriages succeed here, all of them. There are no divorced people here. No, we don't do divorced people.
Oh,
I literally didn't get a single dinner party invitation. I went from getting about 3 invitations a week to getting 0 for 3 years because I was suddenly a divorced woman. It was so fascinating.
It happened to me too.
So
yeah, you just suddenly are not welcome.
Right.
And there's this place where I looked around and I thought, you know, if I wanted your husband, I could have taken him earlier. Honestly, just don't even want. No, but there's a place where you're like, bro, it's not like I want him. You know, and
you're not even interested at that time, are you?
No, it's the women that make those decisions. It's not the men. And it is really awful
it's
that
really
they abandon you at a time when you really need them.
Well, I remember standing, I was in the village pub once and I'd just run a choir for the village and I was doing up all the buttons on all the children's coats and everyone's talking about, yeah, well, the minibus will pick you up and then it'll pick you. And I was like, oh, this sounds fun. Where are you going, guys? And there was this silence. And then I was like, where are you going? And they went, Jeremy's 40th birthday party. And I was like, oh, have a lovely time, won't you?
And you weren't invited.
Wasn't even invited. And then all the pictures started appearing on Facebook. The theme was couples. And apparently they didn't know how to ask me if, so they just didn't invite me. Whole village was there. I'm not kidding. All Danny and Sandy and Sunny and Cher,
so
all dressed up. It was so comedy. But it hurt like a knife, you know?
Yeah, no, of course. I do know.
Oh, God.
I'm so with you on that. I do know.
Instant. And so I had all of that identity piece as well to reframe myself. Like, who? And I became the warrior.
Yeah.
I turned into bloody Boudicca. I was just like, I am going to tear this place down. And I went into full on fight the world. And so that was my first business iteration. That was Boudicca Consulting. And that was...
Oh, you actually called it that. I love that.
I literally did. I literally went into London, looked up at that statue next to Houses of Parliament of Boudicca in her chariot, took a picture of it against the sky. That was my logo. I went nuts. I tore the arse out of everything for 2 years. Went absolutely nuts. And so that was me, like, on the road, four nights a week, driving, teaching. But it suddenly made me realise, actually, I've always been the teacher. I've always been the teacher. I've always been coaching somebody right from school.
Yeah, I was
always that person, that voice going, now what you're missing is blah, 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 blah. And so I started digging into that. And that became my new way of living, was to understand that actually I've got all this experience from the city, from my old career. I've got all this experience from my new world of building businesses. Let's put them together. And so that was where I obviously started digging into this degree that I'd done whilst at Cambridge, because they make you do 2 degrees while you're there, on this neural mechanisms of behavior. And I realized how much the brain accounts for business success generally.
I agree. So, okay, let's just, good time to take another break. And then I want to know the kind of results you get from doing that,
sure,
right, when we come back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip, because nothing's better.
The station that makes you feel good.
So, again, thank you so much. I've got Dr. Libby Kemkaran. Oh, my God, Libby, shoot me. Kemkaran, because there's a part, it feels part Indian and part something else. Do you know what I mean? So it's Karan.
I think it was
so...
Indian slave shipped over to Trinidad. I think that's
it must be because there's a part where my brain keeps tripping on the fact that the half of it is an Indian name and the other half. So there is that. That, and also, you know, apparently talking is just not a skill set for me today, which is fine. Talk about the results. What are the results that you get?
Oh my God, the results.
Because you must get some insane results.
Oh. It's so interesting because I don't ever focus on my income. I focus on my clients' outcomes. My job is to help them. Along the way, my business is built. We're now at 250,000. It's amazing. And that's in a year of a global pandemic, which is nuts.
Yeah.
You know, that just is nuts to me that this is possible in this day and age. But we're in this weird world where I can speak to you here and you're in London, but equally I can speak to one of my clients is an 8-figure entrepreneur in Dubai. We're now building a second business. And she came to me, oh gosh, 3 years ago as a physical in-person client. So I used to go to a posh hotel and we'd do 2 days in the boardroom and posh dinner at night and we'd play fancy dress up. And, you know, so we did that model of working together, but she now works with me just like this. And her results are amazing because she's one of these cheetah brains. So there's four basic types of brain. The cheetah brain is the one that go, 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 very high speed, you know, 70 miles an hour or stop. They can't do in between. So they're the ones that wake up with three brilliant ideas in the shower every morning, follow through precisely none of them because they get distracted. Oh, bright, shiny gazelle over here.
Yeah, that sounds like most entrepreneurs, really.
Yeah. Exactly right. And so cheetahs really need to be slowed down. My job is to go, no, come back and get them granular. Right, what are you doing now? Come on, let's get that bit done. And so it's pulling back of the cheetah. But she's now harnessing her mighty cheetah brain on business number two. And she's built hers to 400 clients this year. So, you know, the stuff works. The stuff really, really works. Yeah, it's really, really cool. And
so what did you do with her?
I
just like the nitty gritty of it.
Yeah.
What do you
so
do?
I run a course called Tame Your Brain. And in that, we dive into the pillars. There are these really precise pillars that you need. There's self-belief. There's understanding that as soon as your little voice in your brain says, I can't, it's right. So as soon as, and you imagine now, and just try this for me. If you could not fail, what would you be doing differently? If you could not fail, what would you be trying right now to do that you haven't done yet?
But to be fair, that's kind of what I do because I've went through this process. So, and yeah. I thought there's just, and there is a real adjustment period where you start, because you have to pull out all the beliefs suddenly come up, don't they?
You've got to scratch that record, right?
Yeah. And then you have to keep doing it. So I'm right in the middle of being smacked in the face with my old beliefs and trying to replace them with new ones. So yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm trying to think, what would I, because with us, I'm a lawyer. So I've never really been a coach or a mentor, but I did by accident happen into it when I was running, because I was running Nosh Detox. But the people I had were like celebrities. Yeah. They were really big, 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 massive household names. I was like, oh, okay. And then in the middle of lockdown, I was like, how do you bring this to lots of people? And that was what, then I, but it's taken a while to get my head round. And so I do that. But yep. Who am I when I do that? What do I do? What do I define? And so that's the head slapping I'm currently going through, which is really exciting.
Because it's not the what you do, it's who you are when you do it. That's critical.
Okay, no, say that again. So what? Teach me what that means.
It's not the what. If it was as simple as, how do I do this? What system do I need to do to earn these 10K months? If it was just the what, everyone could do it. But that's what people want. They come to me looking for that magic pill. Tell me what to do and I'll do it. It's not that simple. It's who you are when you do the doing. It's the being, not the doing.
And so how do you work out which being is the most successful?
The being comes back to service. This sounds really dull. This is going to be the dullest thing I say. I'm going to warn you now. I really am old fashioned and I believe you should serve from a position of honor. You should serve from a place.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Really giving. Yeah, it's really unfashionable. It's ethics.
Why is it unfashionable? Well, we're not Russian Putin.
People want the red bottom shoes. So they look at what can I do to get to the having? They focus on the doing to the having. They forget the being. You have to be coming from a position of service, I believe. Not everyone believes that. I believe. If you are not being authentic, if you are not being honest in your delivery, if you're not being truthful to people about their results, for example, I see so many coaches promise, oh, you'll get this in this number of days. And I'm like, I will not do that.
Oh, and then, oh yeah, that's so sad. And then they say, well, I didn't get these results, so I still have to pay you. Yes. And you're like, well, what the heck is the point of you?
What is the point of you? What is even the point of you? Exactly right. And that's what I mean about the being. This be do have solves everything for me. If you can work out who you need to be and that is authentic, everything else follows. I'm a flow consultant, so I always talk about flow, and everything comes back to this idea of when you let go, when you release, it's like trying to hold on to the riverbank foliage. You know, you've got to let go to be carried by that stream. Money is supposed to be flow. Money is supposed to flow in and flow out.
Pulls. So who are you? If I asked you your definition of who you be, who do you be?
I be someone who will always want to create the best outcomes for my clients. I'm never going to be here for the red bottom shoes. I'm going to be here for their outcomes, not my income, is the way that I think about it. And that means I do service them when they, like, I'm working with a lot of Russians at the moment. And honestly, Geeta, it's breaking my heart because, so I work with some high level Russian 8-figure entrepreneurs that are here, their mother is from the Ukraine, you know, they're breaking. Uh-huh. And but they're like calling me at 11 o'clock at night and I'm taking those calls. I'm, you know, my job is servicing them. That's not on my service plan, but my job is to service for them. And that's who I be, is lovingly cheerleading for my clients and holding them when they fall. And that's my job. And I love it. I love it so much. I wouldn't change my life for anything.
I can imagine. Yeah.
And I think it's a really interesting question that everyone needs to ask themselves is, how do you want the story of your life to be remembered? What do you want to be remembered for? Because at the end of our life, when we die, our brain goes into this weird hyperstate for 7 minutes. And in that 7 minutes, you remember the critical things, like the key things. But if you pick out 7 minutes of time now and you sat down and you focused on what memories, what lessons, what have I got that I want to remember? It's never the things you think it is. And it's always those little things. It is the baby's hand on your cheek. It is the moment that you all fell over laughing in the sand. It is the moment that you were all piling in the car, covered in rain and brushing snow off your arms. Those are the moments. Those are the magic. That's the
Yeah, it's the memories that create the laughter, isn't it?
It's never the big things.
No.
And where you get so hung up on status and badges and all of those go, and all you get left with is memories and lessons. So what is it going to be? What life are you going to create? What legacy are you going to leave to the world? Because that's
the other thing I find interesting is that people spend a lot of time, because I spend a lot of time, not a lot, I have spent time on TV or in papers or newspapers or whatever. People always come and say, how are you getting visible? And it's really interesting. I always find it interesting that people ask that, because I say, I've never tried. I've never, ever, ever tried consciously to go and be visible. But the visibility also comes from the concept of the service, which then has an impact, which then creates the visibility. Because it's from who you be, right? And instead of, let me just go and get booked in to become an influencer or famous or something.
And this is why I think I was fully booked for the first 4 years of my business without doing one single advert. And it was just word of mouth.
Yeah.
And everyone that I served would then say to somebody else, oh, you need to. Oh, and when people post in Facebook groups, oh, I'm looking for a coach, several people would just chime in, go and talk to Libby, go and talk to Libby.
That's so nice. I love that.
That gives me all the happy feels in the heart, because that's what I hope for, is that I'm doing that good a job, that it is referable to other people. And that's why I love what I do.
How do people find you?
I am all over the place, Geeta. You talk about visibility. I don't shut up. I've got a YouTube channel. I've got a Facebook group called the Sisterhood for Alpha Entrepreneurs, which I love. It's a very small community of people that want to live to this standard, that want to set a higher standard than the snake oil salesman out there. The reason it's called the Sisterhood, and I've had several blokes complain at me, but there are men in there too. It's gender neutral, but it is a feeling. It's a vibe. I am here for the rise of the divine feminine. It is time.
Yep.
For the rise of the divine feminine. Enough of this chest thumping masculine linear.
Oh no, for sure. I mean, if anything was here to prove that to us, is what's happening right now.
Now more than ever, right? And so the sisterhood is really important, I think, in getting this duality, getting the balance. The world needs both. We've got the sun and the moon. We have night and day. We need
masculine yin and
yang with feminine. That's how this has always been supposed to work. Women got dethroned 400 years ago. And spectacularly not allowed to be the three phases of maiden, mother, crone. We need to bring that back. So I support women in that zone of, you know, pushing into this divine feminine. So the Sisterhood for Alpha Entrepreneurs is a huge project of mine to get more people, because I do genuinely believe together we rise. And I was very honoured to get the Entrepreneur of the Year badge last year from the Global Women Awards for that work.
Because that's, good for you.
Yeah, it made me really happy, actually. And I still don't know who nominated me, which is really funny. But it made me so happy to know that there are other women out there doing it. And the Global Women Awards are one. The Evolutionary Women Project is amazing. Go and look them up as well. I'm part of that. And I'm also a partner at the Entrepreneurs Institute, where I do a monthly call called Tame Your Brain. So you can find me all over the place. And obviously good old Facebook, LinkedIn and Insta, Dr. Libby Katie.
What's the website called?
It's kemcarron.com, just my weirdy surname. And it's very much a question of, if you can type my surname into Google, you can't miss me. The typing of it is sometimes the challenge. So.
K-E-M-K-A-R-A-N.
Correct.
Amazing. Thank you very much. I'm so grateful that you had the time to come and spend with me. That was really enjoyable. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
And I love that the conversations you have are the conversations I have. It's just, you know, a good place to be. So thank you very much, Dr. Libby Kemcarron, which I can now say effortlessly, I would just like to point out. Took me till the end of the show, but damn it, I can do it. So my name is Geeta Sidhu-Rob. This is Activate Yourself. And hopefully, again, on today's show, we have managed to inspire, educate, you know, make you giggle, a little bit along the way and just left you feeling better than when you came on to listen to this. I look forward to speaking to you again. Take care.
Thank you so much for joining us. Our goal was to give you pause, make you think about your life, and inspire you to say, wow, what if I tried to do that? If they can do it, so can I. Did it work? Let us know by finding us on social media at Gita Sidhu Rob or at Nosh Detox. We upload new shows every 2 weeks here. And if you start to miss us, check us out on YouTube.